Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Waltham, Massachusetts for Incubation Week. Incubation Week is Microsoft's new initiative to kick off our support and assistance for students and startups building next-generation web applications. The Microsoft Technology Centers consists of hardware, software, networking, and smart Microsoft technology consultants that help startups build these applications. What we've got is a great lineup consisting of a day of training, followed by 3 days of development and prototyping time to build out something that they could then present on the final day, Friday, to a panel of judges, which consists of angel investors and professors.
Hi, I'm Luis Carrasco. I am from Boston University. I'm a computer engineer, class of 2010. We're working on the DoIT project, which is a social network application built on Serverlight. Our idea for the DoIT project is to create a social network based on connecting people through the use of events. Before I came from Venezuela to the US, my parents home in the computer store, and that's how I first got involved with technology. Time is really constrained, and we're also college sophomores, and we don't really have too much experience with all these new technologies.
Yeah, I'm Derek Horton, and I just graduated from Harvard College. So our concept is, we call it Votica, is a way for users to vote on basically anything they want. It could be maybe a camera, it could be a presidential candidate. They're able to vote on it, they're able to aggregate information about those items, and they're also able to see what their friends think. We're definitely going to be using Solarlight. And then on the back end, we'll be using Link, as well as some web services based on WCF. I was looking at Incubation Week. Well, it's 1 week for development. That's already intense. But the reality is, it's almost like 3 days that you really have. So, I mean, we're just going at it as hard as possible. The concern is just that we won't have something that really proves what our idea can do by the end of the week.
Greg Collier. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with Traverse Corporation. I'm the Chief Operating Officer and focus mostly on product vision and product architecture. This week, we are working with the Microsoft team to develop a Facebook version of our existing application, trying to kind of bring the concepts of collaboration and identification of expertise to the consumers as opposed to an enterprise version. So we use the relationship value index. It's actually something that we have a patent pending on, and it's an algorithm that calculates the strength of a business relationship between two parties. We generate revenue basically out of the metadata that's inside of the tool, especially at the corporate level where we can identify things like organizational structures and how informal networks of an organization can work.
Day one consisted of a set of training, a good solid foundation for people that weren't familiar with the breadth of Microsoft technologies that were relevant in this space.
You know, despite reading some of the tutorials online and experimenting a little bit, you know, I had not seen as many features as he was quickly able to show us.
It knows how to do two things. It knows how to render XAML. It knows how to execute .NET code.
We thought the training yesterday was real good. Most of it probably went over our heads.
Watching him go through several steps, you catch tricks and tips that you know you would have otherwise never really so stumbled upon.
I'm actually looking forward to what we'll be able to see as possible using like Blend and design.
We did get a lot from it, and we're using it today, and it really has helped a lot.
Well, the team came in was pretty early on in the thought process of what they wanted to build, so we had to flesh out exactly what it is that they were going to build. We went through an exercise of figuring out how difficult each level of effort each of these features would involve, and that exercise allowed them to agree amongst themselves on what it was they were going to build. Team Do It is probably the newest to this technology area. They're all students from a couple different universities in Boston. So their biggest challenge is really going to be just getting involved in the software development process and trying to pick up the technologies.
Having them put their phone number and make it either private or public, however they might like to do it, and enable their service to send them text messages from their friend.
Okay.
Would this be easy, hard, complicated?
Are they going to do it? I hope.
We give the capability to build basically a Silverlight layer on top of the virtual art display and have virtual art can navigate from this point to that point and then punch into the top of it. So I can show you the way the technique
can be great. Hands down, this is like the most productive environment I have ever been in. You know, we're surrounded by just, you know, experts, people that are there to support us, kind of consulting whenever we need it. You know, we could have problems no matter what you're doing, whether you're doing something that's design-based, something that's code-based, or in between. You run into a little snag and you can spend hours and hours, maybe even the entire day, just trying to figure out something very small that's just a bit of a roadblock. And here these blocks last 10 or 15 minutes rather than 4 hours because somebody knows the answer or knows where to find it, and that's just incredible.
We're working hard. We're going to come down to the wire, I think, but you know, we got a lot to do, and we set pretty aggressive goals. So you know, I think for us, it's trying to get everything done by Thursday.
The concept of the knowledge directory, or RBI, inside of places where people naturally work, like Facebook, it was really the intent of this week.
The biggest piece of work was getting a Silverlight CAD cloud, and that seems to be functioning pretty close to our dream.
So this is the tag cloud. We just actually put in the color scheme and the sizing. So there's absolutely nothing as of this morning. So this is pretty much a huge leap. You can get here and have me there, so it's pretty good.
So I think we're going to have something that we can show.
Our most productive hours seem to happen between the hours of really like 8 and 4 a.m. Yeah, so we were here pretty late. I actually went home earlier than Derek, and he was going to take a cab home, but he discovered that when we cleaned.
Apparently we're in Waltham, and in Waltham cabs don't really, are not really available in like 3 or 4, yeah. I've got a few hours out on the lobby over there.
Hey, can we get some rest now? Seriously.
I'm pretty good.
You good?
Yeah.
23 hours left.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of time.
9 can Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we've got Diet Mountain Dew. We brought in a crate of Diet Coke today. These 1 liter bottles, so we shouldn't be running out of caffeine anytime soon. Oh.
So, do you guys have anything working that you can show me?
No. I feel like we're kind of, you know, just at the point where we've done a lot of work, and there's a lot of stuff that is very close to working, but you know, nothing is there in visual yet because it has to be. You know, there's some elements that have to be 100% before you'll be able to see them work. But a lot of the legwork is done, so we're almost there.
Prior to this week, I was I didn't have any really web development experience. I just handled code in like a managed environment with just C# on the desktop. And this whole week, people from Microsoft, people from BU, the rest of my team, they've showed me a bunch of different things that I didn't know how to do. I just think it's so cool that I've been here for not even a full 4 days, and I've actually been productive with like Silverlight and JavaScript and SQL and all these different technologies that I had no idea how to use before. So I thought that was kind of cool. Yesterday was the day when we could finally have a UI up at the top page and then type in a username and password and log in. And when that finally happened, when it was talking to the database, that was pretty cool to see that working out.
What?
Don't let them record that.
under exception.
It just failed.
We definitely will have something to show. And I am pretty proud of what we have, just because it looks really nice.
The problem that we set out to solve as Traverse really was around a knowledge worker inside an enterprise. This week we decided to hone in on, okay, if I'm in a social network like Facebook, how can I begin to build this base of problem solvers or experts that I can then begin to leverage? But many times what it really depends on is speaking to somebody who has that insight or know-how that you could only get from them. And getting to them is still, you know, a gigantic problem inside of enterprise.
I don't see people mining expertise in that way.
So imagine if you clicked on a tag for, say, fund management. Maybe you would get a top list of experts about financials and fund management.
We call this Friends Who Know. We're looking to capitalize on this and continue to monetize it as an add-on to our enterprise product.
These are the guys who really understand the customer's pain.
We had this idea of making a social network in the new Silverlight technology. This will add more user features. It'll make it better looking, better behaving, more organic, and it'll just provide a better user interface. We came here on Monday not really knowing how we were going to build this or what platform we're going to use. And we actually got a pretty good working model in Silverlight too. We're going to demo it right now. We're going to show you all the functionality that it has.
Dude is about what is there to do around me? Let's go find out. And it's all about pulling that information in and letting the user know what's relevant to what's going on in their area. Say I were to type in soccer, I can go to my calendar view and say, well, I want to play some soccer. Is there anything out there for me? And there might be something, there might not. It'll kind of, it's a target, so it'll kind of market it towards you and your interests. So, create account. Okay, so nice transition. That's that Web 2.0 thing I was talking about. Here we have our main Pavel list, where you can see everything that's going on in your area. Just mouse over things and see what's going on. The map screen, that would expand and show where you are, where other locations are, where other events are. Under the map screen, a search bar. So type in a tag, type in a user, an event. You can search the calendar, search all the events, and hopefully find a result. Wine tasting, popular example. We had this idea where these are all your events. Maybe if there's free time, free space you have, an advertiser could say, hey, this is going on, how about you throw it up randomly? And people will say, oh, that's not really what I was interested in, but let's give it a try.
I think getting enough users in the site, and I think it's a very simple advertising
system. Our software's goal is just to make distributed or group decisions easier for people, to make it more efficient, to make it more user-friendly, and that's all we're trying to do. So what Boutique does is actually very simple. You can create lists of items, and then you can vote for, you know, the top item in that list. You could be looking for a good campground, you could be looking for restaurants, and the whole point is that you can ask a very specific and narrow question. So we're going to try to show just a little proof of concept here. So we envision a list here, and what would happen is this, you know, this whole screen kind of populates with different options. You know, it's all done very visually. The whole emphasis here, at least with this user interface, is to make it very easy and very simple. So let's say on that list, you know, something caught your eye. All these things are, again, one-click editable with this user interface.
We are extending our application so that we can actually pull in a lot of data from sources like Amazon, sources like Flickr.
The most innovative team, I think, was those two guys. And I think they'll find a way to make something out of this.
Okay.
Conferred as a council. I wanted to recognize the effort that people have put in, so I will turn it over to Kent to get us kicked off.
in today's world of social networking and user-generated content, the CIOs and the Fortune 1000 companies are all trembling about how to embrace that world. And there's a lot of talk now about how the wisdom of the masses is going to make its way inside the corporate firewall. So you folks received the reward for, if you'll pardon the expression, traversing the gap between social nets and the enterprises. So we thought that was a very valuable contribution today. Thank you.
The second award, which is for the company with the most viable business model, and for that we'd like to recognize you. For guys who are just walking down the street with stuff with an idea, we think they've come across something that has a lot of legs in terms of revenue. So, picked on the advertising side, we would encourage you to push ahead and get it finished and get it on the marketplace.
This is for most innovative. What we thought about the work that you've done. Very creative approach to looking at a technology problem in general that we don't think has been well solved. We also felt that because of your energy and your focus, that what typically we see when a company solves a problem is that they may solve it in one way, but then they realize over time that they really have to adjust what they're doing. And we thought that your creativity would be what's needed to really take your current idea and move it into a viable long-term. So,
the people that I've worked from Microsoft are some of the smartest people that I've ever met. They know the ins and outs of all these different technologies. If an error message pops up and it's some obscure, vague string, it's like, oh, you have to get this, and they know exactly what to do.
The expertise is unbelievable, and people are like genuinely nice people. You know, they want to help you, and not kind of begrudgingly sitting here and saying, oh, you know, I've got to help these students kind of get through their stuff. They're excited about our project, and it's amazing because we don't feel like they're just helping us with our team. We feel like they're actually on our team, and I've learned a lot.
I think the best part of this week has been the developers that we've had a chance to work with. In particular, Rich, in Toronto on the first day. I don't think we had a vision of what we wanted to do, and frankly, when we came here, annoying that we were short on our own development skills, we didn't think we were going to end up. So we're absolutely thrilled.